Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, I think, and this is Tracy Mahan.
I think.
We may or may not be who we think we are, because total confusion on this side of the veil.
Of the veil, yeah. I like that. Confusion of the veil. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys, get your little cheeksies over to the live feed at BBS Radio TV on Facebook so that I can chat with you, because right now I have zero people chatting and that hurts my feelings.
Oh no, because what will you do if there's nobody over there?
I'm gonna have to talk or something. I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
You guys hurry up. Oh, there's Carol. Thank you, Carol. She's from New York. All right.
Hi, Carol. You win the prize.
And the prize is, you're the first one.
Well, you're here.
Well, I could read Carol's name. Thank you, Carol, for being here. The A in your name makes you a hard worker. The O in your name makes you a beautiful leader and boss, somebody that can really take people places. Oh, now everybody's showing up. Okay.
You have to read everybody now.
No, I don't. Carol's the one that gets red.
Yeah, because she was that surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that's her prize. So let's see what else comes in for Carol and her name. So Carol, you might need to watch out. You might become a workaholic, darling. I don't know how old you are, but you either could have been a workaholic or a workaholic or could be a workaholic. So just be careful. Your last name influences in the way that you are very intuitive, but also you need to be careful not to take things too personally, because it can come across as personal when it's not. And so check in to make sure before you react that whatever is being said to you is not personal. Okay.
What letter is doing that?
I.
Oh, that's everything's from the
I statement. Yeah, but also I's are very proud of their work, but they can take criticism very harshly. Mm-hmm. And it can sound like somebody is attacking, or they could feel like somebody's attacking them if they said, oh, I was kind of hoping you would have done it this way. And then they'll feel very hurt by that or not recognized for the hard work they did put in. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so now we've got Judy and Tracy and Margaret and Monique. Welcome, you guys.
Welcome.
Keep coming in. Keep
I don't know what this was, but
welcome. Now we've got Julia doing lots of light language with her fingers. She's going to be talking like this today.
Come in, my pretties.
I love that, too. Yeah, witchcraft. There we go. I think we're talking about that, where, you know, spell casting, which isn't anything more than a prayer or an intention or anything like that, right? So,
yeah,
we talked about that a little bit.
Well, anytime you put, you know, I mean, intentions, you can't, that doesn't have enough attraction to it. So let's put music and candles and rhythmic things and rhythmic anything with it, and then it becomes something mysterious.
Ooh. Ooh, doo, doo, doo. Yeah, no mystery of it all.
But it's all it is your intention.
Oh, Carol says the name analogy was right on the money. Yay!
Well, of course, I mean, anybody who's had that done for, I mean, there always are. I haven't heard ever one person say, nope, that's not me at all. Ever.
Yeah. So where I have fun with the name analogy, and that was from Sharon Wyeth, if I'm saying her name right, and it's how to read the name, or that's not right. Know the name, know the person. Mm. And she used to live out near me, and she wrote the book. She had traveled around for years and started to notice some commonalities and stuff and kept notes and started to study it. And I think she put a little numerology and like she took all these modalities and was looking at the common grounds with the letters and the names, and it's pretty accurate. And so it can be kind of one of those icebreakers. It can get you really good service at a restaurant. Yeah. Something comes up.
Yes. You have. Oh no. What you did at the restaurant was the tree.
Oh, yes.
That's another one. That's good.
Yeah. Go back in the back room and draw me a tree and come back out. Yeah. But yeah, so it's kind of a fun icebreaker though, you know, if you get, especially if you see your waiter or waitress is having a hard day or a little stressed out, then, you know, just say, you know, I can tell by your name that you're just, you know, and give them a few little tips and they'll be like, how do you know all that from my name? And it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Something was trying to come in as far as like, what, oh, it's that, that Shakespearean line, something about a name, Rose and the Rose, but I can't remember how the line goes.
Somebody's going to put it in here for us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like that. It made me think of that. So whether it applies or not, I don't know. I just, you know.
Can you guys hear my cat? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm wondering if he'll do it again. He is going through the house howling. And can, okay, just did it again. But if you hear it in the background, that's my cat. I'm the only one in the house, so I can't secretly type in, somebody get the cat. So any of the noises that the animals make today, we're just going to accept it and receive it as part of our
absolutely audience. I claim the same for my house. I mean, if any animals start roaming around making noises.
Yeah.
They know pretty much now, though. When I get on here, they just all go take naps. It's just wonderful.
That's lucky. That's very lucky. I do have my assistant sitting behind me. She's in place.
Do you remember the earlier days, Tracy, whenever...
Okay, what's in a name? A rose would smell as sweet by any other name, Romeo
and Juliet. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, so, yeah, the it would still be the same. It's like, but that's like, it's like the name doesn't mean anything. But in this case, yeah, the name does mean something. I don't see, so that's what I said. I don't know if it will apply. It didn't.
Oh, no, that's too funny. Yeah. Oh, well, it's all good.
Yeah.
So, all right. You were going to ask me a profound question that was going to lead us into a deep dive of the subconscious and the quantum worlds.
Yeah. Okay. I can't read it.
My happy.
There we go. Yep. It just, there was a glare on it. So it's like, I can't read it. You know, I've been hearing, I've been getting questions about the new earth.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm just going to put that out there and let's just see what starts coming in.
What evolves from the new earth.
Yeah. Because I mean, what I was, it's, yeah, let's just see what happens there.
So is that like a, what are you asking me a question?
Yeah. What are you, what kind of information are you getting any new information or any more information regarding the new earth?
Yes. Some of what I'm getting right now is we've had these intense energies. I think we talked about the solar flares and the eclipse and all that, that was happening. Some of what's been coming in over here is that, people are physically purging, some energies. So, you know, physically having symptoms like
sinuses, what does that look? Okay.
Coughs, sleepy, you know, just nauseous. Some people are nauseous, aches and pains, different things. Go to the symptoms of the shift. You'll probably find some things there, but it, our physical bodies are going through an upgrade to adapt to the energy. So cellular upgrade, DNA upgrades. We're in one of the physical upgrades right now. Sometimes we're in an energy upgrade and having, you know, the mental body and the energy bodies being upgraded. But right now they're physical bodies are being upgraded for the next wave of energy.
And that's why, that's when you get these aches and pains and these other symptoms, is because it's the physical body.
Yeah. And it's making some people kind of grumpy and feel like, you know, everything's happening to me today. What the heck, you know, and yeah, so it can appear. And then again, you know, it depends on where it hits you. So where you're at in your journey, the energies and the frequencies may be the total pick-me-up because you just went through the journey through, you know, you might have purged through one of the other energy cycles, and this energy cycle is picking you up where, you know, it's not going to hit everybody in the same place, because we're all, we're all like a signature, like a fingerprint. So it's
like a name,
like a name, like that name with the I. It's not personal. And you are wonderful.
Not personal. I love it. It stopped you. You froze. It's not personal.
Did I?
No. I think it was to emphasize that message.
Yeah, pointing that finger. It's not personal. And that's just it too. People are, because they are purging, there's a lot of projecting. A lot of stuff coming up, a lot of things happening where, you know, it's like, it may feel personal. Yeah. So thank you again to Carol for being our guinea pig for that. But it might feel personal to you what somebody else is saying. But if you stepped out of that and realized this person's going through a process and they are, this is, if they're not knowing how to process that any differently, they are going to project it out into the world so that it can be mirrored back to them. So yeah. And if it's triggering you, it's your mirror. Yeah.
Exactly the same. That can be a little tricky sometimes. It's how do I, you know, when you see that happening, how do I pull back? How do I not take it seriously? How do I look at it this way, different way? And that's, therein lies the challenge. Therein lies the lesson. Therein lies the whole thing of what you learn in order to move through it.
And, you know, we did a really fun thing in Texas when we were there where,
which fun thing,
right? See, because that's what we do. We go have fun. We all picked something, 8 things that were standing out to us, right? You know, it's like picking things that were standing out to us and then going back and reviewing those things. And what did they mean to us? What was the mirror? What's the message with that?
Yeah, that was so insightful.
Good time, wasn't it?
I mean, and it's like, see, you can find meaning and find things in anything because it is. It's not like you're just doing it. It's that it really is. And that's what they're always saying is, we're always trying to talk to you, constantly trying to talk to you. And this everything. Just shows these are the ways that, this is one of the ways that they do it.
Yeah. Okay. So we're getting some audience participation. Hello,
yay,
Texas. And let's get in here and grab some of these people that I missed here. Hello to Donna, and Tiffany's here.
Yay.
And she's giving you the rose by any other name would still smell as sweet. Yes. Judy from Australia. We got a couple Australia in here.
Yay.
Look at the other Australia. Yeah, Donna's from Australia. Okay, so definitely feeling the physical symptoms, digestive issues, lethargic and soreness. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanting to nap. So
I'm one of them. I like my naps.
I know, right?
You know, if you feel like taking a nap, do it. I mean, don't feel guilty about it. Just do it because it's some of this. Just allow yourself to relax.
I'm going to see if I I like that. Definitely relax. Take care of yourself. Okay. Thanks for talking about New Earth. Do you think emerging post-materialist science is connected to the New Earth? So I'm not sure I understand the question. Materialist science is connected.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Elaborate, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Or reword that in a way that I'm going to, or we will get what you're trying to say, because I've never heard of, the materialist science. Okay. Russell's tired, really tried or tired, but also unusually busy. Here's another thing. And that just popped in when I was reading that. And I don't know why, because it doesn't pertain. I mean, it's part of the symptoms. But do you feel like the purpose that you came in here for is complete? And now you don't know what to do. A lot of people are experiencing that. So you're getting reassignments. And most of those reassignments.
Darn it, I thought I was done and I was out of here.
Oh, but they're going to love the assignment. Do you know what it is?
To
go find your joy.
Yeah, there we go.
Go find whatever makes you happy. And work on loving yourself and doing the things to take care of you, massages, walks, whatever. If you like doing it, go do it. You like to paint, sing, whatever it is, go do it, because you need to find your joy, because that's the next vibration coming in for the ascension.
Yep. Well, and that's what I was getting, not that, but something I was getting when you were reading all that. It was like that question and that we're asking to be rewarded. What I was getting is like people say, okay, is this part of this, or is this what it's like? Is this what it looks like and stuff? And it's like, you know, that new earth, this new earth, because we're already here, is whatever you want it to be. And then like you're saying, go find your joy, go find that. See, that's part of that. It's like, it's whatever you want it to be. Don't let people tell you, this is how it is. This is what's going to happen. And this is going to be your world, because that's not how it is. You're going to create it. We are all, this is what we're becoming conscious of now. We've been creating, but now we can do it. We know we're consciously doing it. Well, we know we're doing it. So now that we can consciously do it, I'm not saying it right. We know we're doing it. So now we can learn to consciously do it.
Yes.
We've been doing it totally unconscious before. And then now we're becoming aware that we, oh my gosh, we've been doing this. Oh my gosh. Well, if we've been doing it, then how about we do it intentionally? How about we do it the way we want to do it? Okay. So, and every single one of us has different things that we would like. So how are we, I can't tell you what your world is. You have something else. You know, you have your own thing that you want. It's probably not what I'm looking for. You know, that's fine.
It might be. We're pretty similar. No.
We're pretty close, but
yeah, I do have a manifesting sample of today. I was telling Julia before we got on live that I had bought a camp trailer, and the pickup that I had wouldn't tow. It was not strong enough to tow the trailer that I got. And so the two were not compatible, but I wasn't like, you know, I was just like, okay, I'll get a different pickup because I like my camper. And so I've been kind of putting it out there in the universe, you know, I want to pick up, and I had a price range in my mind for what I wanted to get. So then I had taken Wednesday off this week, and I didn't know why. I had an appointment there and they rescheduled, and I just took it off, and I was like, I'm supposed to have that day off. So then I was thinking, oh, that's the day I'm going to get my new pickup, new to me pickup. And so then I thought, well, I better figure out what I want. So I got online, I'm looking at the pickups and what's out there and stuff. And I found one that I liked, but I got to finance part of it anyways. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to find that somewhere where I can finance it. And it's going to be really easy to finance, and somebody I really enjoy working with. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I found the best little self-owned dealership. The guy was wonderful. Everyone in the office was wonderful. We're all sitting around talking. I did happen to mention I did QHHT. So then they all wanted to know what I did, and, you know, and we're sharing stories and stuff. And so I got there kind of late in the evening, cause I went after work. And so I said, you know what? It's almost 6 o'clock. I want to go home and have dinner. You guys want to go home and have dinner. This was on Tuesday night. I said, I have tomorrow off. I said, so how about I come back tomorrow and we do the paperwork part? And everybody was A-okay with that. I said, just don't park my pickup back out on that street. Well, I had gone home and realized that I didn't ask for the interest rate that I wanted. So then I was like, oh, now I found the pickup. You found me exactly the pickup that I wanted. Exactly. And it's like brand spanking new inside. Love it. And so I came home and I said, okay, now I want a really amazing interest rate. Mm-hmm. And so I get there the next day, and the guy's like, and the funny part is the gal that usually does it wasn't there. And he's like, okay, so we're going to do this together. Okay. And I'm like, okay. And so just really some amazing banter back and forth. And I was letting him know we're in Mercury retrograde shadow, you guys. So we're going to triple check this paperwork. Mm-hmm. And he did. He was like, did you hear that? And he's telling the ladies in the office, we need to triple check paperwork for the next month, you know? And so anyways, just amazing. And he wasn't doing it to be, he was being serious and listening to me. And so he was like, hey, we need to listen to her. She knows what she's talking about. Let's do this. And anyways, so he starts plugging in my information and he's like, okay, so we're going to submit it to these three places first. And he submits them and we're talking and the screen's pulled up and you can see when they respond. Mm-hmm. And the first one that responds, he looks over and his eyes get really big. And he was like, did you know you would qualify for that interest rate? I said, oh, hey, that's pretty good. And he's like, I didn't even know they would give an interest rate because it's a 2006 pickup. And he's like, huh, that's really a good interest rate. And I'm like, yeah, guys. Anyway, so I got an amazing interest rate for the vehicle that I'm in. And it went really smooth, really easy. Enjoyed these guys tremendously. Had a great experience. Would send anybody I know there. And why I was there, this is how great they are. People that had bought cars from them before were driving by and decided to stop in and say hi because their experience was so good. And they just wanted to swing in and say hi to them because they were in the area. I was like,
that's the new earth.
That's the new earth, you guys. And his prices were comparable. You know, dealerships are usually higher than private party.
Right.
His were lower than private party. Wow. The private party person that had the same pickup only 2 years older was the same price as this one, which was 2 years newer, and I could easily get the financing. I didn't have to run all over credit mm-hmm. unions and online, and it was all done for me. Right. It was so easy.
It'd be fun to go and see if it's still there after, because it might have been in a different dimension.
Might have been. Yeah. So, well, I know that the dealership's still there. I've always seen it. Because it's over by where my QHHT office
is. Yeah, but would it be the same? You know what I'm saying?
Like I do know what you're saying.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah, the same bubble of experience that I had. Mm-hmm. And they gave me a big bucket of things to wash and clean and care for.
Nice. Man, they're very nice. I'm going to come up
there. Oh, my God. He was in that truck with me going, let's figure out what everything does. And he's in there playing with the buttons with me. And we're just like having a good time in the truck. That's like, and he goes, hey, did you see it's a king in one of the big cabs. And he's like, did you see back here? If your kids wanted to, they could plug in headsets and tune in a different station than what you're listening to up here. Oh, and did you see this over here? And we had a good time in the pickup. And there's still things that it does that I don't know
what
to do.
Cool.
I should probably take a YouTube tutorial on how to run my pickup because it's like, what's this button? So, but anyway, the best part of the story is this pickup will easily tow my trailer.
Yes.
So it's time to go.
Very good. Good job.
Yay. So manifest your experiences, you guys. That was the short part of the story. Manifest your experiences.
The synopsis.
Yeah. Now you know how. Okay. We're going back to, post-materialist science is focused on non-duality. Okay. And then there, Pierre put a link in there. So if anybody wants to look into that further, there's a link in the chat room for that. Okay. Non-duality. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's 5D.
Yeah. I mean, probably if that's the world you want. I mean, that, again, that's where we're going. It's whatever you want. And I know they say on this plane, that's been a requirement is to have the polarity and the all these dual things. But as we shift and that as we raise vibrations, I've heard that it won't be necessary, but it'll be interesting to see how that shifts. See, that's going to take work on us with us because it's in us to do these polars and polarity and things like that. So it's a matter of us getting to where we let go of that. We release that, but that takes energy. That takes energy shifting. We have to be different people.
The other thing with that everything you're saying kind of reminded me of is also we're breaking down the old constructs of what things used to look like. So we're being tested mm-hmm. in our relationships and our constructs that we think those relationships have to fit in, and our workspaces and our belief systems are all being tested so that we'll break down these belief systems that we have and open up to a whole new way of being. And relationships is a big one. So if you're feeling challenged in your relationship and things are happening there where you're finding yourself being challenged in your beliefs and what you think you should be or shouldn't be, you know, who you love and who you don't love and all the things that are expanding. Because I have to tell you, I've heard of more relationships where somebody in the relationship runs into a soulmate. And they're in this other relationship and now they've got this dynamic and they have to rethink, what does this all look like to me? And so does the partner of that person. Yeah. You know, what does all this mean? I'm so pulled to be in both, in all these worlds and this contrast. And so you break down your walls of what does a relationship mean, and how would you change that if you could? And reframe your world. And so I know people are being challenged a lot in relationships. My heart goes out to you. That's not easy stuff.
Is that why we're single right now?
Yes.
We're going to ride through this part.
Worry about your luck. God bless. But yeah, so many challenges out there. And it's not just relationships. There's family dynamics. And why do we make all these rules and, you know, all these expectations and attachments and, you know, and
that's what it is. And that's why it's brought up like that, because it is, you have to let all those things go. And
yeah,
so of course they're going to be challenged. You know, if you've got to rethink and rework all of it, then it's going to be up in your face and having you question everything about it.
Everything. Yeah. And you have to look at yourself. Where are you holding an attachment to that? Where are you holding an expectation to it? You know, what do they say about the expectations? You set the other person up to fail when you have an expectation on them.
Well, you set yourself up to fail for sure.
Expectations.
That's why we're always telling people don't have any expectations.
Yeah.
That was a hard one. When I first heard that back in, I think it was the 80s. I don't remember what book it was I was reading, but they're talking about expectations. And I saw at that time, the relationship, there was a really volatile relationship I was in. And I just could not understand why this person would not do things the way he should be doing them. I was like, why are you being so weird and stuff? And then I was reading that, I was like, oh. It's my expectations. He's supposed to be acting the way I want him to. And it was like, and it just wasn't happening.
Yeah, didn't
I was the one that kept being let down because I was expecting a certain thing. So
exactly. Yeah.
And yes, you are the one. Yeah.
We've got all these different love languages too, right? Like some people show it, some people say it, mm-hmm. some people are kinesthetic and just all these different things. And I had a beautiful conversation today about that with a client where we were talking about the relationship and, you know, the disappointments when your expectations aren't met from the other person. Right. It's like, well, what are you doing to meet their expectations?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, that's a two-way
street. I'm perfect. What are you talking about?
It's like, well, what's your partner's love language? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, and we don't think we get in our bubbles and we're not realizing that, hey, you know, it's like I was teasing with Julia just now that, well, it might be the same because we're so much alike, but really we're not. And am I coming forward and saying, so what would be the best way to interact with Julia? Because I know that she does things a little differently than I do. And is Julia saying, well, what's the best way to interact with Tracy? Because she's so stubborn. And no.
She is really set her way.
She's so auditory. How do I get a minute? No. At least I'm aware. Anyways, but. But not just looking at what you need, but what does the other person need too? You know, and what about a really amazing conversation with that person about that. You know, hey, we have two different love languages, and I'm noticing that you're coming towards me with your love language, but my love language is this. So how about we meet in the middle, and I'll start using your love language for you, and you start using my love language for me.
Now, I know there's some people going to bring it up, and they're like, what are the different love languages? And I think Tiffany was reading a book and telling me about some of them at one point, but I don't remember what they were now.
And I probably won't get them all. So if Tiffany wants to get in the chat room for us and post those. But I know that some people show it, like, I work really hard all day long, and I put food on the table and a roof over your head. Of course I love you.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're giving you any attention during the day.
Well, but some people want to hear it. And that's where there's like, it's shown because I'm doing all these things.
Yeah, I'm doing all these things.
I don't need to say I love you. I show you I love you.
Yeah, but you never say it, but I show you. And then there's the ones that want the touch, the hug, the rubbing of the shoulders, the holding of the hands, the cuddling and the intimacy. And so, you know, there's a couple of different experiences. You got your auditory person that says it, you got your kinesthetic person that wants the touchy-feely, and you got the I'm going to show you by, you know, working my butt off for you. Well, you're never around, but I provide for you, you know. It's like, but I want to spend time with you, you know. So you got to come in and meet in the middle with these things.
Yeah, there's the issue.
Yeah, so you're each thinking you're showing the other one how much you love them, and the one that's showing you how they love you by doing all these things, and you're saying I love you, and they're like, but you never show me, you know. And it's like there's a miscommunication. So learn your love language of your partner and see if that improves your life. So that would be a good one.
One, and this wasn't necessarily love language, but it was like how two different people relating. And do you ever have this where you like somebody that you're friends with or whatever, and it's nobody here. But I'm wondering if anybody has anybody like this where they are a very, what do you call it when they like to write a lot? What would that be called? They write these really long letters, you know, and they are just really.
Okay, so, well, Tiffany's got it here. So let's see if it falls in. Words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts. That's probably kind of acting of service and physical touch. Thank you, Tiffany. Really?
Yeah.
These days she's going to join us on the show if I have my way.
she's like, I'm fine being over here, just putting in my piece and my parts.
The writing would be like the gift giving. Like
I don't know. I mean, they're very, you know,
or words.
It could be just really sharing their energy with all this, you know, verbiage, you know, writing really long letters and oratory, whatever, you know, it's like all this stuff. And then I don't do that, you know. I'm pretty short and to the point, and so I come back with a really short statement that kind of said everything they said, but then they felt offended because
they took all this time to write you this really heartfelt, loving 5-mile
long information. I don't process that way. I just don't do that. You know, it's like, I will condense everything and make it concise. And that was one of my challenges in writing a book, because I do that. And books, you got to embellish, you got to pull it out, you got to bring it all this. And so that was a challenge.
Yeah.
If it would have been my way, the book would have been maybe 5 pages.
This is it. It's so simple, you guys.
It is. Just...
Your body talks to you. Done.
Yep.
That's awesome. Okay. So Tiffany apparently thinks that me asking her to join us on the show is comical with the big emoji laughy faces.
I can hear her laughing. And too. And now she's saying accurate.
Accurate. Margaret saying, I've written those long letters. I know, Margaret. I know.
Yeah, and how do the people on the other side, because then, okay, I'll tell you also on this side, because I knew that I could not produce what had been given. I felt bad.
Oh.
I actually felt bad, and I felt like I was, and so then look what I created, because that person then got offended. They I created that because that was the energy that was going there. I knew I couldn't match them. So I just did what I could. And then they were upset because they wrote all this.
You're making me want to go, sorry, everyone, because I do this too. I'll read their whole letter and then I'll remember the parts that I need to answer. And then I'm just sending the answer. And I'm not like, so Margaret, if you had written me one of those beautiful long letters, I might read the whole thing. Yeah. And in the end, you're asking a question and I might go, yeah, that sounds accurate. I'm going to use. And I might forget the personal part where I'll be like, hi, Margaret, it's so good to hear from you, which I'm thinking, I'm feeling feel like it's very nice that you shared that with me. Yeah. I forget to put that in the letter and then I'll send it and be like, oh my God, I'm so cold. Mm-hmm. Let's go back. Yeah. Sorry. And hello and good morning. I got very focused on the task and forgot to be friendly in the response.
Exactly. And that's the kind of stuff. It's like you're coming in because it's like, okay, there's something here to address. And that's what's uppermost on the mind. And I do that too. It's like, and that ends up being the first thing I do is whatever their last thing was, because that's usually where the question is or something. And then it's like, oh yeah, I need to say something. But sometimes it's not a question or thing. It's just prose and beautiful letters.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do I come back? How do I match it? And that's where, you know, that goes back to that, you know, it's two different styles. I don't know what you do there.
It's your expectation on yourself and you know, you're judging.
Yeah, but the other person did get upset. The other person got upset.
Yeah.
So it was their expectations too. So, but did I create that? Because I was...
This is where you do this cycle, this infinite cycle. Did I create it? Is it chicken or the egg?
Exactly. So what do we do with that?
Did you create it or did they create it with an expectation that you would write him back a lengthy response? Yeah. Or did you both create it? Co-create it?
Well, we're both willing participants in each other's creations. Mm.
So cool.
How deep did that sound? I just
pause and think about that.
So that we could later talk about it and all learn from it.
So true. If we would just take everything like that, you know, and not be so offended all the time. And here's a word that I do not mean offense to anybody, but stop being a freaking victim. And I talk to myself in that too, because, you know, I personally love doing sessions for myself. And today I got to do that with a friend from high school that was learning RTT. I'm going to try to remember what that is. Rapid something therapy. Anyways, somebody out there knows what it is. But anyway, she did a session on me because I was curious. And, you know, just realizing, oh my gosh, I have to tell you what came up. So self-soothing. I was like, what? My eating habits have just gotten awful. What's that about? And so she regressed me into, what is the earliest time that you remember using food as comfort? Any guesses? I was a brand new baby and I was uncomfortable and I was in a bassinet or a crib or something like that. And I was uncomfortable. So I'm crying and I got given a bottle. And it didn't take away the discomfort, but nobody picked me up to nurture me. And, you know, I think something was bunched up underneath me and it was uncomfortable. And I remember it was on the right side and it was something wrinkled or something was under me. And I was itty bitty because in the end I'm holding myself and just giving myself lovey kisses. And I'm just this itty bitty baby. So I'm like, man, I'm the size of a newborn. This was right off the bat. I got given a bottle. And, you know, not by any, not criticizing any parent or anything. That's exactly what I would have done. It's like,
that's exactly what happens to every baby.
Right. Like, so if your baby's crying, maybe make sure their clothing isn't bunched up anywhere first before giving them the bottle. But, what I was wanting was to be connected, to be, so when I got the bottle and then And then I was isolated again, and nobody was holding me and nobody was interacting with me, and I could hear things were going on, but I couldn't see anything. I could hear voices, but I wasn't getting to have any experience other than this bottle was there to soothe me. And finally I ended up, because I was too small to roll. That's the other thing that I knew. I can't move myself. I don't know how. I'm not able to take my weight and throw it around. And so I knew I was very, very new to the planet. And here I am soothing myself with this bottle. So it started right off the bat. When you're emotional, feed it. So there it is. So it was so interesting to
uncomfortable. Got anything bunched under your back?
Yeah. If you're physically uncomfortable, go eat something. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. So all of those things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, wow. She asked me, so what eventually happens? I'm like, well, I end up falling asleep. And so it was soothing eventually. But I wasn't hungry. But that was the assumption, right? Because the diaper's dry, right? So we go to food. Diaper's dry, must be hungry.
That's really interesting. So it's like, yeah, you weren't hungry. You were uncomfortable. You were wanting contact. But because of what was done, now you have a new association. It's like.
Yeah. So when I'm wanting contact or interaction and I'm not getting it, I self-soothe with food. Mm-hmm. So. Interesting, right? Mm-hmm. And we all have some kind of story like that somewhere.
Yeah.
So it was great to get to do that today and just have some clarity around some things and and I was able to see some patterns of things going on in like relationships. Like I literally had just had a conversation with my son before doing that. And even that conversation, it was heightened because we weren't communicating with each other very well. And I did the session and I was like, even that, the universe had set that up for me to see it for something else, some other things that were coming out in my session. And I was like, oh my God, I just did that to Jaden. And I was like, huh, okay. So it was all, this is how the universe works. Everything is your mirror. And so that was set up for me so fresh that it was like minutes before the session started. And there it is. This is why that happened. This is why the miscommunication was happening and why you had the response you did. And boom, you know, and so it was like, yeah. So I learned a little bit about myself.
That's always fun.
Yeah. The deep dives into the subconscious, rapid transformational therapy. Thank you. RTT. So it was fun to do that. And she's a great facilitator. So I really appreciated her work with me today. And it's fun when you find out classmates are doing similar work that you're doing. And like, I come from a small school, so it was fun to connect with somebody that's doing the same kind of coaching. And I was like, I do that kind of work too. So
yeah. Well, you see how small we about from the same size? I don't remember.
Class was, I think, it was either like 84 or 87 classmates for my senior year.
I don't know if we were that many or close to it, but
yeah, I think I think
a year or so behind me they had 100, and that was like the largest class
ever. Yeah, and everybody's like, whoa,
yeah,
100.
So I know we were less than 100.
I don't even know if Banks even to this day has 100 per class. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to find out what the class sizes are now, because mm-hmm. that's, you know, several years later.
Mm-hmm. But I've wondered that is if, you know, does anybody in the class, you know, so funny. It's a small town and there's quite a few people here. You saw the town and it's not like I run into anybody. We ran into somebody from school at that one store and it was like, that never happens. First of all,
yeah.
I mean, I'm always thinking, cause I'll find out, I'll hear later, these people are all here in this town. Like where are these people? Where is everybody that I went to school with? I'm putting the word out. Where are you? Because I don't see you. I do not see you. I actually go into town. I don't see you.
I didn't have the same problem so much because apparently everyone out here we all got married around the same time. We all had kids around the same time, and all of our kids are now going to the same school together. And so we'd see each other at all these events and be like, oh, and it was interesting to watch, see their kids as they grew up, because they look so much like their parents, and it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, it is a small town though, and everyone knows everybody's business, and I don't like that part.
That's a small town.
yeah it gets around very fast, and it's like, okay, well, 5 minutes from now somebody else will do something and you'll be on that.
but I have one. I was just wondering that today. It's like, is anybody else in this town or that I went to school with, are they into the things that I'm into? I just wonder.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you just planted a seed, Julia.
I did. I'll
see someone from high school soon. I like it.
I did that with intention. Thank you for recognizing it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see.
I love Judy's answer. She says it's because you're in a different dimension.
Oh, I like that one too. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah,
I am in my own world out here.
A little bit. Yeah. You and the deer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that make magical
gateway
for you. Gateways. Yeah.
That was so cool that you got to, that you were here to see that. I've never had
that was before.
Like, that was a gate that was opening.
It's a fairy tale moment.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah. And so, in case you guys didn't hear that story, when I was out seeing Julia, I guess that was last year, wasn't it? And we were going towards her house and we were looking at the moon. Was it full moon that night or almost?
I don't remember, but it was late at night.
It was big. Yeah.
All these animals were on the road. Crossing the road. Watch
out for that one. Look at that one. Mm-hmm. Julia's like, shut up. And all of a sudden there's two deer, one on each side. And so Julia stops and they just both back up. They didn't turn around and walk away.
They were facing each other just like that. And they just went. And the thing was, is that was right at our property line. Right at the property line. So it was like, here's the gate opening.
Yeah.
So we can enter.
And it was a magical moon. We create so many fun realities. I hope you guys are enjoying your realities too. And set that intention. This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. Ooh. And I may or may not say that to clients when they come in the door for QHHT. And I say, come on in. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You might cry a little, but we're going to have fun through that. And let's just relax and enjoy it. And we always end up having the best time. Yeah.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
That is what it is. It's super easy and it's super fun.
Yeah. And
have no expectations.
No expectations. Just get into the imagination and play in there.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun in there. There's so many neat hidden pearls. So, yeah. Anyway, so what else we got? We got about 5 more minutes. Do you guys have any questions for Julia? She's got her psychic hat on tonight. She wants to answer your questions. I like how you didn't get like, what? You're all about it. This is good news. So it's going to take him about 20 seconds to get that message that you're going to be the psychic reader tonight.
Okay.
So maybe I'll have you start with me. Do you see anything around me, any messages for me that would be appropriate for viewers?
Appropriate. I'm sorry, there's nothing that would be appropriate.
Oh my gosh.
How was that to get out of it? You gave me the out. I took it.
That's good news. That's good news. Okay, so let's see. Nobody's popping in here with wanting any questions.
Because they know that they create their own realities.
Absolutely.
As you start knowing that, then you don't go to others to tell you about what's going to happen, because you know that you are the creator and you're the one that's going to make it happen. So whatever you want, you can make.
Yes. Okay.
So now somebody's going to ask.
Now we have a question. We have a question now.
Okay.
Kristen would like to know, do you see anything with my sister and I? Does that bring anything in for you?
These I don't like. Okay, see how I get mine? It's not, that may be a Tracy way of doing it. And you're probably used to working with Tracy. The way I get information.
How about I give you what I get and then you see if you add anything to it?
Okay, okay.
Okay, so I read that question and I see two hearts torn. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's a conflict there because you didn't share that piece with us, but that's what comes in when I read the note. I see two hearts torn, but here's the beautiful part. They're not separate. There's a jagged tear and the bottom piece is still connected. So it is mendable. Whatever it is, it's going to if there is a conflict there, and if this isn't your message, Kristen, if that doesn't apply to you, somebody does need to hear this. So if someone else needs to hear this, everyone that needs this, take that message. This is where Julia is going to come in and tell you how to create the reality you desire.
What would it be like if, what would it be like, you know, imagine what it is that you would like it to be. How would that feel to you? What would you be like in that situation? How does that look? How does it feel? Really explore that. And then that's your projections. That's how you are putting it out there. You are now telling the universe, this is what I want. And when you do that, just like I said, and you feel yourself in that position, it's like, what would you be like? Who are you in that position? Because you're probably different than you are from right now. So it's, who am I? What am I feeling? What am I noticing? What am I touching? All the, fill all the spaces in. And then you will start seeing that, you will see that come to you because you have put it out there. And then now you, when you are back here and what is your perceived reality now, don't pay attention to what looks real. It's like, oh, but it's all still a mess. It's all, you know, you have this out there and it's coming. So you keep your thoughts thinking that. Don't buy into this illusion that's here.
Beautifully said. I hope that that worked. Let us know if that fit for you. There is an issue. That makes sense. I will try it. Wonderful. Thank you, Kristen. So true, though. You know, what is the desired outcome when you come from a place of love instead of the hurt, the sad, the pain, the feeling betrayed, or any of that? And that's great advice for everybody is, you know, what did that mean to you when that thing happened? And identify the hurt. You know, like me with my food, you know, where did that come from? Oh, well, who would have guessed that that came from a tiny, just a moment of being uncomfortable and being soothed with the bottle,
right?
You know, so there's so many powerful things that when we really get into them and start to understand them, we realize that we create the scenario that happened so that we could be aware of where we need to heal.
Exactly.
So thank you to your sister and thank you to you for participating in this to open the door to see something that's even deeper going on for both of you so that you can heal that and come from that place.
Yeah.
Find the love in it. What would you like the outcome to be?
Right.
So,
yeah, all right. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. True. Nice way to end.
We are all willing participants in each other's manifestation stories. Whatever, of whatever it is.
Yeah.
We help each other out. So Tracy, how can people find you? Because we are out for a long time.
Well, you guys can find me on QHHTofficial.com, level 3 practitioner of the QHHT method. I am in Forest Grove, Oregon. That is an in-person session. Please come find me in person for that. And I have other services you can find.
Come knocking on your door.
Good luck, because I only show up at the office when I have an appointment. So good luck with that. But also, TracyMayhem.com. I have other services. I actually have an in-person channeling and light language workshop coming up in July. If you're interested in something like that, please go check that out on my website, TracyMayhem.com. Julia, how do people become a practitioner?
QHHTofficial.com, and you can get all the information on the homepage at level 1 course. Teach you everything you need to know how to become a QHHT practitioner. Also, you can go to juliacannon.com to learn about Soul Speak, the language of your body. I love
you. Anymore. There are so many exciting things coming up, you guys. Julia's got some big announcements. When she's ready, they're coming. So put on your seatbelts. You're going to be excited about them. All right, you guys. Love you all. Bye-bye.